This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. After 13 months, with enough facts, figures, and summations to fill hundreds of pages, the Northwest Arkansas Council believes it has a guide to the next 10 years for the region. Yesterday, the group unveiled strategies during a more than 90-minute gathering of leaders from the political, nonprofit, education, and business circles of the area.
Today, we're announcing, based on data, qualitative input, quantitative input, 8 key job growth sectors that can transform and drive our economy over the next decade.
Mike Malone, the president and CEO of the Northwest Arkansas Council, told the audience that research the council did with Market Street Services, based in Atlanta, indicates there are some traditional economic strengths in Northwest Arkansas, including Walmart and the supplier community that's grown around the retailer. But the report issued yesterday urged the region to diversify its economic base as well. The strategy outlined calls for embracing newer job sectors, like businesses connected with sustainability, university-led technology businesses, arts and tourism, and healthcare. Again, Mike Malone, the president and CEO of Northwest Arkansas Council.
Healthcare is a huge economic driver already. We've got some great jobs. We've got top-notch facilities. But if we can work together, and efforts are already underway to do that, we may become a regional destination for healthcare. We have people traveling to Northwest Arkansas for healthcare. We're starting to see some of that. UAMS has been a catalyst, but the hospitals and healthcare providers are banding together to do that. So we're real fortunate that way.
Economic development is one of the 4 key sectors the council plans on paying attention to over the next year. The other 3, infrastructure, education, and a category called Community Vitality Initiatives, devoted, according to the report, to supporting the work of community and social service providers. Anita Sism, the president of Northwest Arkansas Community Foundation, will chair a committee charged with investigating ways to make communities in the area more diverse, better planned, and healthier. She says there are several issues that will need to be addressed.
Some things that we can look at, like childhood obesity, and the number, childhood obesity in our society right now is quite pervasive, and even in Northwest Arkansas. So I think, it's going to be very important for the committee to look at what our measurable outputs are going to be.
She says other social areas the region can improve include, but are not limited to, improving after-school opportunities for children, encouraging volunteerism, and promoting racial, cultural, and ethnic diversity in Northwest Arkansas. Infrastructure, another area targeted for improvement over the next decade, provides different sorts of tests. Susan Barrett, the chair of the Infrastructure Committee, told the group Tuesday priorities include support of high-impact interstate and highway investments.
We are the only MSA that's connected to just one other metropolitan statistical area dependent on one 4-lane interstate. And our connection is really an interregional connection with Fort Smith. So when you think about what needs to be accomplished in order for us to compete on a local level, on a national level, and on a world level, there's a lot that must be done in the interstate and transportation development area.
Susan Barrett said other priorities include increasing connectivity and cost competitiveness at Northwest Arkansas Regional Airport and improving multimodal transportation in the area. She cited the Underdevelopment Regional Trails Network as an example of the latter. That trail system is an example of something else very important to the area's improvement, according to Barrett, the ability for cities to work together.
Our single biggest stretch for all of these undertakings happens to be our ability and our willingness to see ourselves as a region.
And the borders defining that region appear to be growing. Traditionally, though not exclusively, many have termed Northwest Arkansas as Benton, Washington, Carroll, and Madison counties. Several speakers at the meeting included communities outside that 4-county area in their comments. Tahlequah, Oklahoma, Harrison, and Fort Smith were all mentioned. Sandy Sanders, the mayor of Fort Smith, was at the meeting and agreed with the rising tide lifts all cities attitude.
Well, it's something we need to do. And it's one thing, too, that we're trying to work with in Fort Smith is not just work more closely with Northwest Arkansas people, but also with people in our own River Valley area, Greenwood, Boonville, Salisaw, Poto, this whole region. And working together with the people in Northwest Arkansas is critical to the growth for all of us. I mean, when you consider that nationwide people are looking at mega groups, not just small regions, but mega regions, then certainly we become part of that. And it's very important, I think, that we all work together and do the best we can to try and help each other.
The strategy released by the Northwest Arkansas Council also calls for increasing the number of area residents with bachelor's degrees. The state of Arkansas still ranks 49th in that category, and reducing the number of high school dropouts. John Brown III will chair the Education Committee. After the meeting, he told reporters that the region and the state have been able to address issues comparable to dropout rates before.
In the early 90s, we had a task force on youth gangs and violence led by Attorney General Winston Bryant. And again, it was a problem in that era, and we had some community strategies and some state-level funding and ideas address the problem of kind of disaffected youth, those who are dropping out. Dropouts are a real problem. As I said, what's an acceptable number? There's not really an acceptable number. You want to treat every kid as an individual and help them reach their true potential.
After the 13 months of examination and identification of the region's strengths and weaknesses, the nearly 300-page strategy report is finished. Committee chairs have been assigned, goals established. Those may have been the easiest bits of the bigger process. Mike Malone, the president and CEO of the Northwest Arkansas Council, says next are some organizational steps and adding to the council staff.
We'll also start working on building out the job growth sectors. We announced 8 today. And a lot of building those out and making them successful is putting the right people who have the knowledge and expertise together, removing barriers to collaboration, and create opportunities for them to build on. And so we'll get to work on that right away as well. We won't do all 8 right away. We'll have to prioritize. But over the next couple years, I think we'll go a long way toward strengthening our collaboration in all 8 of those areas.
Many in attendance at the meeting yesterday have seen the rapid growth that's marked the area over the past 20 years. Speakers had familiar last names, Walton, Tyson, and Simmons included. Tommy DeWeese, a Fayetteville native and the chair of the Economic Development Committee set up by the council, has experienced that growth firsthand. He told the audience that it's been a fast ride over the past 2 decades, but the region, he thinks, is at another fork in the road.
And do we continue to do the operations and the things and the economic development in the way that we've done it in the past, or do we try to take a little bit of a step forward? And my suggestion is we take a little bit of a step forward.
Governor Mike Beebe and U.S. Senator Mark Pryor provided the bookends for the meeting yesterday. The governor offered words of advice he's delivered before in Northwest Arkansas. Be proud of what's been accomplished, but don't get complacent. And the president of the Northwest Arkansas Council advised that the region is in a competition, not just with cities within a day's drive, but with places like Austin, Texas. Those other communities, he told the group, see job growth and the ability to attract educated, talented people to a specific area as a competition. He referred to a similar report created by another region.
Raleigh-Durham considers it a war. It's such a fierce competition that they're trying to do everything they can in building a strategy and building a community consensus so that they can compete as best as possible. So it is a competition, and so the work of putting together strategy is to make sure that we can build on our strengths and shore up our weaknesses to compete with the Raleigh-Durhams and the Gainesville-Floridas and the Austin-Texases and other great regions like that.
Mike Malone, the president and CEO of the Northwest Arkansas Council, speaking yesterday in Springdale at the Tyson headquarters during the release of a report on strategies to guide the region's growth over the next decade. More about the report, strategies, and conclusions from the report can be seen at the website GreaterNorthwestArkansas.com. This is Ozarks at Large.